but I'm so much to apologize. Mitchell and I would approach the Rogers thing on a political basis, that we've got a thing here, we just can't. Political side as well as foreign policy, and then send it back to the Rogers, and John, and get help and all the rest of them on. That's your bank with that. Posture. Sure, this week's magazines have you carried, but it was last week's story. This last Sunday's paper's carried. Now what is it gonna do with it from now on? It's now, the story is over. Rogers, if you would be reasonable about the process, because they run a false alarm, you realize it is a pragmatic call.
Paragraph by paragraph.
anomaly the way I reported your phone. And it's exactly what he wanted. That's the big thing, is whether Howard Hughes is really Howard Hughes or not. McGraw-Hill and Light both think they have his authentic memoirs. It's dictated personally to the guy that wrote it. And this voice business that Howard Hughes set up this press conference yesterday and told it from Paradise Island. Supposedly, it was Howard Hughes, and said the memoirs are phony. And the voice experts and all those have identified the voice as being Howard Hughes. And they say he's authentic. Now, Light and McGraw-Hill are standing firm that the memoirs aren't Hughes. The memoirs are certain. The whole bizarre plot of Howard Hughes all along. And, you know, that's the kind of story people are fascinated with. History, intrigue, all of those. The typical Indian is exactly what the typical American doesn't like.
Russia says that if India had been allowed to go forward and knock off the Pakistan, then India might have broken up as a result of the West Bengal and made a good breakup.
Started telling Mitchell that I know what state we thought we're being and all this stuff, but how do you know? about half of his stroke, his dreams are up ahead of time.
Very sure.
A lot of, he certainly magnifies them in his imagination, and he can plain dreams up some of them.
And a lot.
I don't think he does that on purpose. He does it because he gets old. And he turns out and believes it. He looked very good at covering the other side of the case when he had something to do.
How big an issue do you do this? It's a public mind. What's going to override the tendency? The China thing on the long crowd, that's big.
Vietnam. I'm working on that.
He's supposed to be
working on that. They don't like that belief on the train.
We don't know.
They can't not believe it. I can't tell you that. Words in Swan Tweed's mouth.
Wants to win. Say, oh, if I had, who the hell doesn't self-serve?